America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Thursday edition of A Call for Revival. My friend, I hope you'll take time out of your busy schedule one time a week just to pray for this great nation. You know, you don't have to pray but 5 or 10 minutes. One thing that I do on my prayer list is I've got every state in the United States listed in alphabetical order. And I go down through those states and I just call their name out, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, and so forth and so on. And the reason I call their name out is maybe they're passing a law that I don't know about or whatever, that God would deal with those legislators. I've seen God move in government, and God can move. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 4 says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." And I believe through prayer we can do that. Well, I'm preaching a message this week entitled Being Spiritual in Unspiritual Times. Let's go back to that message at this time. Came and they decided to go to Moab, which is 30 miles away. They went 30 miles out of the will of God, and it costed them everything they had. Now, when Naomi went down there, she stayed down there about 10 years, and her husband, first of all, Elimelech died, and then Mahlon and Chilion died. One of their names meant piney. They were sickly. And there's Naomi left now of two daughter-in-laws who are serving heathen gods. And Naomi's not got anything. And one day Naomi hears that there's bread in Bethlehem. Naomi's backslid. Naomi's been out of the will of God for 10 years. And it's an unspiritual day. It's an untimely day. But you know what Naomi does? She gets right with God. May I say to you today, you say, "Preacher, I'm not living where I should be. And these are dark hours, and why serve God?" You ought to get right with God while you can. There might be somebody you ain't been to church in 10 years. And you say, "Preacher, I mean to get there." So now I want to say this. I appreciate the video. The camera's running today. But I want to say this to you, that social media has never took the place of the local church. It never will. Amen. I'm on radio and on camera. I understand that. But I tell you, radio is not an excuse for the local church. But somebody might be listening. You say, "Preacher, I want to get right with God like Naomi did." You know what Naomi did? In unspiritual times, she is spiritual. She started home. Amen. She sure did. She was backslid. Amen. And listen, I mean, she was backslid. Backslid people can still get right with God. Look at verse number 6 of Ruth chapter number 1. The Bible said, "Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread." Verse number 7 says, "Wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was." Now notice that. "And her two daughters-in-law with her, and they went on the way to return unto the land of Judah." The Bible said she went forth from the place. Now, you may be backslid. It's time to go forward with God. I'm talking to somebody today. You've had your feelings hurt in church. And in this cruel day and in this day of lukewarm religion, you said, "I'm just going to quit." I'm talking to some preacher today. You may have gotten out of the ministry. And you said, I'm going to quit. I'm just not going to do it anymore. It's time to get right with God. It's time to go home to Bethlehem. Amen. You left the house of bread for Moab. It looked better. I might be talking to somebody got out in deep sin. Maybe you left your wife. You committed adultery. Hey, you may never get back where you was, but it's time to get right. Maybe you left your husband. It's time to get right. Amen. Maybe you wronged that church. It's time to get right. Maybe you wronged your pastor. It's time to get right. In being spiritual in unspiritual times. You say, "What happened?" Naomi started home.
America, you
have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.